Hey everybody, welcome back to Half Hour of Power. I am Joe and Brandon is here.
Yo, yo, Joe. What do you know?
Something strange is going on.
What?
What's happening, Brandon? What is that?
What is what? What's going on?
Well, we're talking about Dune.
Yeah, Dune Part 1.
Dune movie.
Right, right.
But we are talking about the 84 Dune, as it is an anniversary this year for the 84 Dune.
84 Dune?
Did you see that?
Yeah, but I thought it was doing Dune Part 1. The new Dune.
Technically, it is Dune Part 1, but...
But I mean, you said we're doing Dune. That's what you told me.
I did. I see where the... Oh. Well, so are you telling me you watched the wrong Dune, or did you watch all the Dunes?
Well, I watched all of them. I watched the one David Lynch Dune, and then I watched Dune Part 1, and I was getting ready for Dune Part 2.
Okay, so you didn't get... All right, so you're telling me that for this show you watched the David Lynch Dune, the miniseries Dune, and then Dune Part 1?
Oh, wait. No, I didn't watch the miniseries Dune. That was too long.
Yes, you did.
It was long.
Oh, you did watch that. Oh. It's okay, Brandon. You can tell everybody you watched it.
No, I did not.
All right.
Series. That's. I heard nothing of it.
Do you want to change? Since you did watch the 84 Dune, you can change your background.
Yeah, I could change it.
Okay. We're sorry, folks. We're sorry we crossed the line there.
I mean, they were still good. It was still a good movie.
It is. That Dune is good. But this is an anniversary date for this Dune. It came out in 84. How old is this, Brandon?
Came out in 84. So, what, 40 years?
I've already messed up his brain with this, and he's messed up my brain with the...
I messed up because...
With the other screenshot. It's not fair to ask him about math, and... I'm sorry.
You threw me off with the Doom series. Like,
I did.
So, who watched that?
Somebody watched it.
Now, I will say I did watch the Children of Dune series. I did watch that.
All right.
But, yeah.
So, this is the year of anniversaries. We're going to do quite a few movies from 84. We're going to do quite a few movies from 94. And we might even do and get crazy and do some movies from 2004 and 2014. But if we're going to get really crazy, we might do something from 1934.
Ooh. What would that be?
I don't know. We'll have to check. We'll have to look that up. But
a lot. It's going to be a lot.
Do you think that this Dune is on Rotten Tomatoes or not?
Oh, yeah. I know it is. It got to be. This is a cult classic. Gotta be.
I don't know if it is. Let's see. You got to guess? There it is. It is there. All right.
Yeah, I know it got to be there.
What is your critic's guess?
Oh, let's see. Is it critics from 84 or critics now?
Well, they are critics from all across the spectrum. A lot of them now are hopping on there and reviewing it now because the new Dune just came out. So yeah, it's all across everywhere.
Okay. So I'm going to say Well, I mean, if people watch the new Doom first and then watch the 84 Doom, then, you know, it might hurt the grade. So I'm gonna say critic score is probably 56. I'm gonna say 56.
Wow, you put a lot of faith in critics.
Well, I mean, I'm like you said, it's across the board. So I'm gonna say 56.
No, critics hate this movie. They hate it.
They hated 84 Doom?
37%.
That hurts.
Yeah. Now, what about the audience?
Now, audience, I'm going to give it's a cult classic, so I'm going to say 65.
You cheated, didn't you?
No. Am I that close?
65.
No.
Yes, it is. So.
Are you for real?
Yes. Yes, you did it. You did it. He did it, everyone. He did it. Here's to you, buddy.
Number one. Wow, that.
Yes.
Wow. I really thought she was going to say like 40-something. I did.
So tell me about your experience with this Dune. Have you always been watching it your whole life?
Well, I watch it every now and then or periodically, not my whole life, but I mean, not as much as like if I watch Star Wars over and over again.
Well, I mean, have you been a fan of this your most of
yes.
your life?
Oh yeah. I've been a Doom fan for a long time. Yeah. Like when I first seen Doom, because Doom at the time kind of reminded me of Doctor Who. So, I started watching Dune, and I liked it. I liked the sandworms. I liked the way how it was not, there's no aliens in this movie, except for like the sandworms, but there's no like other species, but it's just the human species, and certain humans evolved in different ways from the spice, you know? So, it was just kind of like mind blowing on how he did it in the book. I didn't read the book, but how he added, you know, this human civilization that was going on. I know deeper things happen. Why there's no robots and stuff like that, or AI and stuff like that in the book and in the movie. But yeah. That's like the whole take on the whole thing.
So I remember watching bits and pieces of this on cable television.
You was watching on HBO?
As a young lad. But I didn't pay it no attention at that time. It wasn't until I got a little bit older that I saw the whole thing when I was going through the whole David Lynch phase, which... I'm not out of a David Lynch phase. I still quite enjoy lots and lots of David Lynch films. Brandon, did you have a David Lynch phase or did you just have a Dune phase?
A Dune phase.
So, you have seen Blue Velvet? Oh,
I heard about it. Just never seen.
Oh man. Oh,
how was it?
Oh man. Have you seen The Elephant Man?
Yes, I've seen The Elephant Man. Yeah.
Did you see Lost Highway?
No.
Oh. Oh. Twin Peaks?
Yes.
Brandon. How could you not go through a David Lynch phase, sir? How is this possible?
Well, I mean, at the time I was young.
And, what?
So at the time I was young, so the only movie that I really knew of David Lynch was Dune. I knew about the Elephant Man.
Yes.
And that was about it. From David Lynch. But that was it.
This is crazy, isn't it?
Well, I mean, when you say David Lynch, the first thing somebody will say is Dune.
You don't think Twin Peaks would be the first thing they would say?
No.
Well, I mean, David Lynch, we've got, of course, you got Eraserhead, The Elephant Man, Blue Velvet, Twin Peaks, Wild at Heart. You didn't see that?
Is there one with...
Yes. Yes, it is.
I'm trying to think. Ha, ha, ha. Now yes. I can't say his name now.
Yes.
Oh, God. What is your name?
Of course, you got Lost Highway. You got The Straight Story. You got Mulholland Drive. You've not seen these?
No.
It's okay, Brandon. That's what we're here for, to introduce people to new things. And sometimes the people that get introduced to new things are you and me.
Is it? Oh, I can't say his name. He played in The Wrestler. Did you not watch The Wrestler?
I've seen The Wrestler, even though it's made by a no-talent hack who has less talent in his entire body. Well, he has no talent. I'm sorry. You think Darren Aronofsky's talented?
I mean, The Wrestler was a good movie.
It was an okay movie.
It was
okay. And he got lucky.
Mickey Rourke. Because
if Mickey Rourke wasn't in it, it wouldn't have been any good. But it was an okay movie.
So, because Mickey Rourke was in...
Why are you talking about
Mickey Rourke?
No talent hack, Darren Aronofsky?
Well, I wasn't talking about Aronofsky himself. I was just talking about the actor Mickey Rourke that played The Wrestler, that they were star of the movie. That's what I was saying, that he played in Wild Hearts.
Was he in that, Wild at Heart?
That's what I'm asking.
You're asking that?
Yeah, I never seen it.
So you are not praising Darren Aronofsky?
No, I praise him. Only movie I've seen of his is, as you just said, like I said, The Wrestler. So that's the only thing I know.
Wild at Heart, Nicolas Cage, Willem Dafoe, Crispin Glover.
Nicolas Cage.
Of course, Jack Nance or Freddie Jones. I don't see him.
I might have seen Wild Hearts if it had Nicolas Cage in it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
I love Nicolas Cage. Right.
You know, everybody is wondering, what is this Dune movie about? I'll tell them now. You ready?
It's about dunes. A lot of sand.
A Duke's son leads desert warriors against the Galactic Emperor and his father's evil nemesis to free their desert world from the Emperor's rule. Is that a good plot synopsis?
Yeah. Kind of boring, but yeah.
You didn't like that? That was a boring plot synopsis?
No, this way how they said it. It's like typical thing.
Yeah, that may be. Now,
it don't make it sound exciting at all. This guy, his son is bringing up these rebels. Sound like Star Wars. Bringing up these rebels and
what?
Against the Emperor. And and his nemesis, Darth Vader, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
So are you telling me that George Lucas borrowed from Dune? to make no, Star Wars?
No, no. Well, yeah. And no.
How about this? How about this? George Lucas was inspired by Dune.
So that's another clean word.
Star Wars.
He wanted to, he copied.
I don't know that he copied it.
He copied.
What do you think? Why? Because he had a desert planet Tatooine?
That. Then he had an evil emperor. Then he had an evil nemesis. Yeah.
I think that's another, for another show, if you want to go on about how George Lucas ripped off Dune. I don't think he ripped it off. I think he was inspired by.
That's just a nice word of saying rip off.
Wow, you're really mean, aren't you? Jeez. Okay, I've never read the Dune book. I have been thinking about it since the 2021 movie came out. I've never read that book.
You hear me, Jeff?
Have you read the Dune?
I have not read the book, no.
Well, why haven't you read the book?
Because the movies was out.
That is not a good excuse. That is not setting a good example to our viewers either.
Well, I mean, I didn't read the book, but I guess I would say that the book was read to me.
You did a book, audio book?
Yeah, if you go on YouTube, you can watch 7 hours of the whole Dune lore.
On a bridge? Oh, so you just didn't read the book, you just Dune lore?
Yeah, because, you know, they had pictures, artwork.
Oh, man. Are you trolling our listeners today?
No, that's what I said. I know certain things. Like, I didn't read the book verbatim like that, but somebody else did with artwork. And then I learned about the stories of why there's no robots and AI and stuff like that, and why they have human computers and stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dang, I can't remember.
So, let's look at this 84 Dune. This was produced by Dino De Laurentiis. And it flopped at the box office.
Yes, unfortunately.
Now, I did like this version of Dune. This version we are talking about is a 2-hour-17-minute version of Dune. And there, of course, is a 4-hour cut of Dune, which I've seen that version also.
Wait, what?
Did you see that version?
No, what?
I thought you were a super fan.
I said I was a fan. I didn't say I was a super fan.
I mean, you watched all the Dune movies available to you before we did this one Dune show.
I didn't. Well, I only watched Dune and Dune Part 1, the Children of Dune series, but I never watched.
Super fan.
Okay. I didn't know there was a Dune part.
There's nothing wrong with being a super fan of Dune, Brandon.
No, it's never that. Is this? I didn't know there was a 4-hour version.
There is. Somebody had a copy of it, and we watched it.
Well, I can't find that nowhere.
I don't know. It's probably on YouTube. Now, this 2-hour cut, you know, David Lynch did not put his name on the 4-hour cut. It was the Alan Smithy name. David Lynch was this is the director's cut, basically. But, well, actually, that's incorrect. He did not have final cut.
Okay.
And he was upset about some of the not having full creative control. So he has said that this is kind of a sore spot for him. There are many things that he likes about it, but as a whole, it does not work. Now, I have seen interviews with Frank Herbert, and he said he enjoyed this. He did have some involvement in it.
Yeah,
he did like this version also for the most part. He was a little unsure about Kyle MacLachlan, but once he saw him in it and acting, he really enjoyed him. So now you're going to look for that 4-hour cut.
I'm already doing it now.
Wow. I told you, super fan. What's the matter with you trying to deny that and say you're not? So David Lynch's cut is the 2-hour and 17-minute cut. And for me, not having read the book, I think it works fine. There's some things in there that get confusing and stuff like that. I have seen both Dune, the new Dune, and Dune 2. I enjoyed both of those also. But you haven't seen Dune 2?
I have not seen Dune 2 yet.
So does that mean that I'm a bigger Dune fan than you?
No, it's just, I said I haven't seen it. I just haven't seen it yet.
Somebody out there is furiously sending a comment to us about how they want to revoke your super fan card because you haven't seen Dune 2 yet.
Well, I haven't seen Dune 2 because, working and doing research and stuff.
Wait, I know why you haven't seen Dune 2.
Why?
You were watching Madam Web.
Ow, that hurt. I don't like Madam Web.
Yes, we know. this has got, I think it's got a great cast.
Yeah.
You have Virginia Madison when she was a little baby. You have Jose Farrar. You have Brad Dourif. You got Linda Hunt. You've got Freddie Jones. You've got Everett McGill, who... he is fantastic, fantastic in The Quest for Fire and People Under the Stairs. And
love People Under the Stairs.
And many other things you have. And, you know, I didn't know this until this watch of Dune. Paul L. Smith is the Beast Raban. Did I say that right? Raban? Or is it Rabin?
I think it's Raban.
So I know Paul L. Smith best from Popeye. What?
You're talking about the one with Robin Williams, right?
Yeah. Are you bad-mouthing Popeye?
No, I love Popeye. Okay. I'm mad at they're trying to remake it.
Okay. Because... I am a super fan of that Popeye movie.
Yeah, I love that Popeye movie.
Well, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Jurgen Prochnow, Jack Nance, Patrick Stewart.
Sir
Sting.
That's so wrong.
That's
wrong.
Like
that.
Sting is one of the standout performances. I think all the performances in this are good.
Oh yeah, they are.
I mean, it's fun. You can now compare this to the new Dune.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that one has a great cast too. We'll eventually go and do those new Dune movies when they get to be 50 years old. I'm just kidding. We're going to do those here. This year we'll do those. But it's just kind of fun to see all these great actors doing these roles and then watching the new movie and seeing all those great actors doing the same roles and how, you know, what they do a little differently with it, how they're written, stuff like that. I always find that stuff kind of interesting. What about you, Brandon? Is that something you do, watch both of the movies and see how the different actors interpret the roles?
Yeah, definitely. So after watching, of course, Dune Part 1, and then going back to watch Dune 84 Dune, it's really a big eye opener. One, from what technology is now,
yeah,
to what they, you know, that was revolutionary then,
you know. Yeah.
Because the body shield thing.
Yeah.
When you see it in 84, you really can't really see the actors.
Yeah, because it's early computer effects and it's all square.
Yeah. But
in an odd way, I think is pretty neat.
Yeah. In that movie. They was testing the waters with it, and it's still,
yeah,
was using it. But now you watch the newer version of it, you know, you don't really see the shield. You know it's there.
Yeah.
Until they like start hitting each other, but you don't really see it. And it was still good. It was still good.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people nowadays will go down, you know, get down on and bash the special effects that they had at that time for this Dune. But for what they had, I think they did a great job on it. I kind of like the cigar-shaped ships.
Yeah.
Those are cool. What about the worms?
Oh, the psychedelic worms?
Yeah, how did the worms look in the 84 Dune?
Like a worm? With little appendage arms on it?
Well, I mean, was there any point when you're watching the movie and like, fakey with the worms in relation to the worms? I think the worms, they did a great job on those. And I think they look pretty good.
Yeah, they did good. Cause those was the Guild Navigator. That's what they are. So they're the one who basically is like, when you traveling, they're the ones who, you know, implement the traveling from planet to planet across the galaxy.
That's what these worms do?
Yeah.
Is that why Paul had to stab one and ride it?
No, wait. You talking about the sandworms?
Yeah, I'm talking about the worms.
Oh, it's sandworms. Yeah, you know, I just call it the space worms. I just call it space worms. The navigators I call space worms. Because you go through the psychedelic flying through space.
But, so, would you say the navigators take flight?
Technically, yes, but not reference to that movie.
Yeah, you're welcome, everybody. And there's probably more than a handful of people that would like to slap me across my face for saying that. And I cannot blame you.
Yeah, but no.
Anyway, in relation to the sandworms, what do you think? I thought those looked good.
Yes, they did look good. I think it was some like controversy behind that though.
There's controversy behind the sandworms?
Yeah.
What is that?
That the director made them look like phalluses.
What?
The
they're worms. What are they supposed to look like?
That's not how they are mentioned in the book.
How are they mentioned in the book?
Like how they look in Dune Part 1.
So, because he gave them mouths.
They have mouths in Dune Part 1.
No, I mean mouths that open and close.
They have mouths that open and close in Dune Part 1.
I just watched Dune 2, and they don't have mouths that open and close in Dune 2.
Okay, so in Dune,
unless I fell asleep and just totally missed all the sandworm parts, they're all just they're like a gaping hole, like that.
There's the hoe with all the bristles.
Yeah,
and inside there's a mouth that opens.
Oh my God! Really? You can't.
Yes, that's like.
Oh, because they put the mouth on the outside of the worm. The open and closing part on the outside of the worm that made it look like a phallus.
Yes.
All right. So we are not talking about a choice like those stupid nutballs did with that idiotic, crappy movie Man of Steel, where they made those spaceships look like phalluses on purpose. We're talking about worms. Yes, you brought that one upon yourself.
This had to bring in Man of Steel. Couldn't think of
that. Those moron, idiot imbeciles made those things look like phalluses on purpose. That is my theory, and I'm sticking to it. How do you not look at that and go, that looks like a phallus? That'd be great. Hey, Zach, do you like that? Yes, I like that. Let's put that in there. Hey, later on, can we have people slide across concrete forever? And asphalt. And you know what? I hate the IHOP. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, everybody. Let me get some.
It didn't seem like I just opened up a can of worms on that one.
We're sorry, everybody. There's probably lots of people that want to reach out and smack us both for that.
But. Yeah, what the heck are you talking about?
But anyway, I thought the sandworms looked fine.
Yeah, it was good.
And anyway, whatever that thing was you were talking about, that flying navigator, that looked pretty creepy too.
Yeah, that was weird.
But yeah, I mean, it's, I like the look of the film. I like the art direction. The
set design was great.
The set design is good. I like the costuming. You can tell they did spend money on this. This had an estimated budget of $40 million.
And that didn't make that back, did it?
No. No. It was... I don't know if this would have been better if he had had full creative control and Final Cut. I don't know. But they wanted a 2-hour and 17-minute movie. That's what they wanted.
Wait, didn't they want... They wanted another director to direct it before David Lynch, though.
You're right. Originally, Ridley Scott was attached.
Right. Because then he just got through doing Aliens or something like that?
He did. That's absolutely right. Let me see if I can find that again. It was taking too long, or there was creative differences, and Ridley Scott, of course, left. Let me see. Why did he leave again? Ridley Scott was going to split this book into two movies.
Just like they did in this one.
Yes. So, yeah, he dropped out.
I think they would have been better if they did it that way, just like how they did these newer ones. Because you get more of the story. Like,
yeah.
It's like it's been rushed at the beginning. When it first starts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, it does feel that way. We also haven't talked about Sting yet.
Yeah, that's the good part.
Think he's good in that. Now, that was another one, and you and I talked about this a little bit earlier, that, you know, the difference between his interpretation and Austin Butler's interpretation, which you haven't seen yet.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I think they both work. Now, before somebody starts yelling and screaming and smacking me across my face, again, I've not read the book. I'm only going based on just the movies. So I don't know who interprets the character better from the book. Which script interprets that character better? David Lynch did not want Sting.
Really?
No, he did not want Sting. There was a movie he saw Sting in where he was finally convinced that, yes, Sting is right for this part. And I thought he's great in this.
Oh, yeah, Sting made this movie, too.
Yeah, and the fight scene at the end where he's yelling, I will kill him, I will kill him, is great. And I don't think that if Austin Butler did the same thing, started yelling, I will kill him, that would work quite as well for his interpretation of the character. if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
When you see the movie, you'll you can judge for yourself whether or not you think that would make sense.
So they open it up for Doom Part 3.
I don't know. They didn't make a sequel to this Dune. It didn't make any money.
If they would have broke up in two parts, it would have made money.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, I think based on the interviews I've listened to and some of the things I've read about the making of this movie, if the directors get more creative control, most of the time the movies end up better. But David Lynch felt like he was selling out doing this. This is like his only movie he didn't have final cut, and he felt like that was a mistake. And yeah, I can see that. And, you know, I enjoyed watching this again. I hadn't seen it in quite a number of years, and I had a good time watching this again. How about you, Brandon? Do you watch this more often?
Yeah, I have an old sci-fi itch. I like to watch the old sci-fi movies when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, looking at the old scenery and the old sets and stuff on how they did things compared to what it is now. You know,
yeah.
Left link, a lot of things to the imagination. And Doom was one of them. Because it wasn't, everything wasn't all clean cut, you know, beep, boop type scenery. You know, it was like grounded, like this can really happen. This can really be, you know, what it is, you know. And that's one thing I liked about Doom.
Because
they don't have light travel.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and stuff like that.
I was just thinking we did miss somebody who's in this. Max von Sydow is in this.
Oh, yeah.
And him and Patrick Stewart really like wearing those suits. I forget what are those suits called?
Steel suits.
Yeah, so they really liked wearing those suits, even though they were really uncomfortable. But they liked wearing those because it made them look like, Adonises or something.
Really?
I forget the exact term, but they liked wearing those because it made them look awesome. I mean, they really liked the way they looked in them. I just thought that was funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Then I realized too, because this was Patrick Stewart, one of Patrick Stewart's movies, and this is kind of like before Generations. I mean, Star Trek Generations, because that's coming out, what, 87?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think this was his first science fiction, his first foray into sci-fi.
Really?
I think so. I was watching some interviews, so it's kind of fresh in my mind. But I thought he's good in this. Who does he play in this? He's Gurney?
Yeah, General Gurney.
Gurney Halleck. And who plays Gurney Halleck in the new one?
That will be Thanos.
Who? What?
I said that would be Thanos.
What you mean, Bran?
Yeah, he played Thanos.
Who?
Thanos in the Marvel movies.
Didn't he have to help his little brother Mikey get some treasure from One-Eyed Willie? Aren't you talking about that guy?
He's talking about from the Goonies?
Yeah. He's best known from the Goonies. So I don't know who this Thanos person is.
He's best known as Thanos.
What? Who's that? Nobody knows who that is. We all know who Mikey is in the Goonies.
No, they don't.
Yes, we do. Nobody cares about Thanos. All we care about is that Bran gets his little brother safe.
No. Because if I say anything about Goonies, half of them don't even know what the Goonies are.
Everybody knows who the Goonies are. No, Goonies never say die. Jeez. I'm sorry, everybody.
Try it. Ask how many people know about certain characters from the Goonies. Except for the Truffle Shuffle.
Everybody knows the Goonies.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, so, I mean, this this cast, of course, is a lot of known people. A delightful cast. What do you think about Baron Harkonnen? You didn't like him.
I didn't.
What do you mean you didn't like him? Are you serious?
Yeah, because it was kind of weird. Like, I guess now, because I don't know.
What?
Yeah, well, I'm about to tell you. So,
okay.
So, I guess because Skarsgård, you know, he, watching him playing the Baron is like poetic. And then watching this Baron back in the 84, I'm like, he was more of a psychopath more than Sting's character was, and kind of weird.
Well, he was sick.
Well, I mean, they didn't ever explain why he was sick.
Did they? Do we need to know why he's sick?
Well, I mean, I needed to know because I didn't know when I first watched it.
I don't need to know why he's sick.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, but to explain why he was sick. And Doom Part 1, which I'll probably watch again.
Probably will.
I probably will.
Absolutely. Have we missed anything? I mean, sometimes when we do these older movies,
so we forgot about the Benny Jesuits.
Oh yeah, what do you think?
I like them, even though they are women.
You have to forgive Brandon's misogyny there, everyone. That's.
They like the Jedis of this movie of Doom.
Wait, you mean the Jedis are like them?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Because George Lucas got that from them.
That is what you meant. So you actually do want to do a whole Star Wars ripped off Dune show sometime, don't you?
I mean, we can do a Doom Star Wars comparison.
I don't think there's much comparison.
Yeah, there's a lot. You'd be surprised.
Well, what I mean is, Star Wars is a better movie than this.
Oh my God.
Well, it is. I mean, it just is a movie.
It is.
And David Lynch would probably agree.
I'm like, well, I mean.
Now, I like this movie. Now this thing, we haven't talked about this yet, but since we're finally talking about Star Wars again.
Yeah.
And this came to my mind. David Lynch was offered Return of the Jedi.
Really?
Yes, he was.
I wonder why.
I don't know. I mean, he had come off the Elephant Man. And
because they was like, Doom looks so good. I think he should do
Return. Well, Return of the Jedi, that was 83, right? That came out in 1983.
Yeah.
This came out in 1984.
Yeah.
That means, I mean, I kind of wonder what it would have been like if he had said yes. I don't think it would be much different, Return of the Jedi.
I think it would have. It
might be, because he's got, I mean, he's very visual.
Yeah. That's why I don't understand how people don't like Dune like that.
Oh, this Dune?
Yes.
Do you talk to a lot of people who don't like this Dune?
I talk to a lot of people who don't like this Dune.
Oh, what do they tell you?
That it's they call it a low budget movie. It's considered like a B movie.
Do they not know what a B movie is? This is a big budget movie.
To them,
do they not know that?
To them, it's not.
Well, here's what you have to do. What is $40 million in 1984 dollars? What does that translate to 2024 dollars? That's how you tell them what the budget is.
Well, let's put it this way, Joe. These are people who was not in that era of time where, movies was made from the heart. Now movies are just made just to be made. And majority of the movies that made it just made are the same movies from the last movie that you saw the other day. They're all cookie cutter.
Holy smeg.
What?
That is a lot of money, man.
How much?
Where are you?
Whatever, yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot of money.
How much?
Okay, I'm not going to try to say this number. But you can go into Google. Let's just say there's oh man, yeah. So one, two, three, one, two, three, one. Yeah. There's that's a pretty big number.
That's a big number.
I mean, this is like so 40 million, right?
Yeah.
That's like $120 million in a in some change.
That's a low budget movie.
Not really. Madam Web was an $80 million movie.
And look at
I know, but I mean, still. I mean, still, I mean, if people are telling you they don't like it because they think it's a B movie and a low budget movie, that's just not correct. They're
Well,
not,
that's
they're
not
not,
it. That's it.
they're
Well, you
not
have to.
right. They don't know what the budget was. I mean, you don't need to know the exact budget, but if you don't like the movie,
But you seem to forget we're talking about people that
no,
are
you're right. But I mean, if they
these
don't
back
know,
type movies now.
if that's the only criticism they're going to give you, or the main criticism they're going to give you, this is going to sound, I don't care. That's not really I wouldn't accept that.
I'll just hear what they say.
They got to give me more.
Well, I mean,
You
you
got to
just.
tell me why you don't like it.
Well, I mean.
All right, so one of the things we try to do on our show is
Well,
get people to think a little more about why they don't like stuff or why they like stuff.
you gotta think.
Maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe that's stupid of us.
Well, compared
But
to.
I just can't help myself.
Well, compared to other stuff, like other sci-fi type movies, majority of them have like ship-to-ship battles, sword and light battles, gun battles, and stuff like that. Doom really don't have much of that in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
So
some nice
that's why,
fighting.
because it doesn't have enough action in it. It's
Yeah, I mean, they're not looking at the story part of it. That's why some people didn't like Doom Part 1 when it came out. It wasn't a lot of super action in it and stuff like that. It wasn't nothing left to the imagination. It was stuff left for the imagination, but
yeah.
that's how they do things.
Yeah.
So yeah, to
Well,
them, it's not. It was a low budget movie because there was not a lot of action. That's just how they feel.
there are plenty of low budget movies with a lot of action. You can't accept these crappy answers from these people.
Hey, you know me. You can say what you want, it still ain't gonna change my mind.
I know, you're a lot nicer than I am. I mean, look at the Man of Steel. You're really nice to that movie.
That
Well, I can see Paul in the background there is not pleased with you.
Yeah, he's gonna use a Jesuit voice on me.
Yeah, so but anyway.
Yeah, and then on top of that is okay. So one thing I know that is not in the new movie, that's in this movie, is the sound weapon.
Yeah, but is that in the book?
I don't know. I didn't read a book.
Well, I mean, see, that's one of the things you and I have to consider. We haven't read the book. So if we're going to compare the two movies.
And I can't remember if it was mentioned in the little.
So here's another thing that we kind of talk about. Dune 2021, I would not consider that to be a remake of this 1984 Dune movie. Would you?
No.
Exactly, because it's based on a book, and he said we're going to go tell the book again, go straight from the book.
Yeah.
So we don't know if that's in the book. So now there's somebody out there watching us now who's read the book. And they just turned us off. Of course, they turned us off a long time ago when we said we hadn't read the book. But we are going to read the book. We're thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, only thing I did was watch the lore that was for 7 hours.
Yeah.
That was about it. So I know some back history about
you take a break?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I had to.
All right. Anyway, we're coming down to the end here. This is a good 1984 is a good year for movies. Check this movie out if you haven't done it yet. If you're a snob, a stuck-up pig who thinks this is a low-budget movie and has bad special effects because there are practical effects from 1984, you should get your nose out of the air and watch it. You got final thoughts, Brandon? Because I'm sure Brandon has better, more eloquent final thoughts than I just had because I was slumming and being kind of a jerk.
Final thoughts on the movie. You know, and out there for the audience, that you should watch the movie. You know, it's to me, it was a masterpiece. There's some things in there that some people might not like, but it's still a good movie. I still got to find this 4-hour one. But
check it out on YouTube.
I'm going to have to. And, you know, is the new Dune, you know, they're two separate movies, two separate ways of doing it. And I believe the very first one did great. 84 Dune did great to me. You know, had an all-star cast in there, upcoming actors and actresses in there. So, I mean, I don't see them complaining about Dune saying it was the worst film of their life or in their career. So,
mm-hmm. All right. Well said, sir. We will talk to you all next time.
Oh, wait. And don't forget to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and follow us on Spotify and iTunes.
Very good.
Later, guys.